traveling today. Thankful Thursday, this is what I like to call it. I got the crew in the building with me, yeah. I'm back in the studio once again, and it's your favorite host, Jazz from the CR Division. This show is brought to you by the Youth Development Team. Y'all know we do this each and every week. We in here, man, dropping gems, having fun, setting vibes. So it's like no other today. Happy birthday to all the Capricorns. What you say? Let go. We about to start this show. We about to start this show right now. What? Thank y'all for tuning in to the best teen podcast show that you could ever listen to on a good set of headphones. So today, we're going to talk about balancing stress. How do y'all really be balancing stress out here? We're going to talk about it. We might hurt some feelings. We might not. You know, we're going to get to the root of the problem. We're going to have some fun with it. But I got JV in the building with me. You know what I'm saying?
What's up?
Oh, you sound alright. I think I might want change it a little bit, but you sound alright for right now. You good?
Yeah, I'm cool.
How you feel?
I'm cool.
You cool today?
Yeah.
Sure.
She
said I forced her to do the show today.
She did.
I did not.
She did.
It's your fault.
It's your fault. You told me to do the show.
But that's something that I shouldn't even have to tell you, though. Right?
Anyways.
Yeah. We got a somebody that's hanging out in the studio with us today. My special guest. Los, what's happening?
What's up, Jazz?
How you feeling?
I'm blessed.
I love it. Love to see it. Love to hear it. This is Los' first time checking in with the Teen Crew podcast show, so we're going to make him feel real good and welcome. So, JV. And you know I gotta start with you, man. I'm gonna bug you today just because. Because you talk about you was gonna have all the smoke for me today. Okay. You feel me?
Right. Yeah.
She been on one today, so we gonna see how she feeling today. We gonna see how you feeling. So, what are some daily activities that you do to balance stress? What you got?
One, taking myself off social media.
You be on the socials? You be on the socials?
Yeah. I back myself away from just things that's stressing me out. I just talk to my brothers.
Okay.
Just to get my mind off of it.
Is this something that you do on a day-to-day?
Not day-to-day, but like when I'm mostly stressed. Like.
So what's the daily activity, though? Like, what's something that you do daily to minimize your stress?
Just talking to my rebels, actually I do anything. I do talk to my rebels every single day when I'm stressed, because I be stressed.
We gotta work on your stress problem, man. Because it's no way that you stress every day. How do you stress every day?
It don't be just school stuff. It could be like other stuff as well. It'll be like a whole bunch of stress, but it'd be like a little bit of stress, like a little here and there.
Okay, a little bit of stress, like what? Give me an example.
Like, I don't know, just worrying about family, maybe, or just like...
Worrying or concern, because that's two different things.
Concern.
I like it.
Or I don't think I just be thinking about my future a little too far. Like, I just think about it, like, oh, wait, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, and it's just like, wait.
So it's starting to become overwhelming when you do that, because you think...
Yeah, that's why I just stopped trying to do that.
You're thinking about too much stuff at one time.
Yeah.
You gotta give it space.
I'm trying to do that. Okay.
That's all right. Los, what you got? What's your daily activity for minimizing stress? What's some of the stuff you do?
I talk to my father. Also, I play basketball and, you know, music as well. I make some music, or I just listen to some music. And that'll tend to, you know, ease the stress off me, things like that.
Okay, yeah, I like it. I was going to say that, too. One thing that I've been doing recently is playing music. Like, I do, and it's a lot of different ways that I can, you know, play music in my house. I got, you know, music instruments and stuff in my house. That's like the number one thing that I do. Music is the number one thing. The second thing is exercising, you know, working out. That definitely helps your mental a lot. Help you keep your mind clear, keep your mind focused. So that's something that I do to kind of minimize stress. And also, too, even though it's cold outside, I do this sometimes, but I'm not going to do it because it's snowing. But I take walks, you know, when the weather's nice. I really like to do it in the springtime, though. I feel like, you know, what's up?
I didn't say nothing.
I saw your face, though. Like, what's, you know. Welcome to the Take Cool Podcast Show, y'all. Y'all know crazy stuff go down in the studio when I'm in here. Y'all can't see, but if you was tuned into the show last week, I went live last week.
You
went live with me? Yeah, you don't follow me on IG, so you wouldn't know. By the way, it's the H-E-A-R-T Foot Success. Hey, that is the IG. Make sure y'all follow that. H-E-A-R-T, the number 4 success. And then you can see me go live. So you don't have to ask questions like, oh, you went live?
You
yeah.
Have to, okay, you want me to funny on the show? I'll be funny on the show
right with you, Jasmine. Y'all know I just be having fun in this joint, man. But that's, yeah. I like taking walks and, you know, when the spring weather is out. I think, tell me what y'all think about this. I think if we could have 70-degree weather all year long, that's like the perfect life right there. 70-degree weather all year long, and you don't have to wear no big old coats, hats, gloves. You don't got to do none of that. 70,
like 60.
Like 60, 70, yeah. I wouldn't.
60, 70?
Is it?
Something where you could. So basically, if we had like fall weather all year long.
Ah, nah, that's too cold.
Fall is too cold?
Yeah.
Nah, winter is colder than fall, though.
Of
but
course it is. But I'm saying,
like, something where you don't have to have on a lot of clothes. You could just put on, like a sweatshirt
or
a hoodie.
Like a little breeze that, like it's hot. Like, say it's, like, 68 be hot, but then, like, a little breeze come through every now and then. That'd be perfect right there.
I don't mind wearing a hoodie. That's all I do.
That's why I say a little breeze to make you be able to wear a little hoodie or something.
I mean, but people wear hoodies in the springtime mostly, right? I mean, you could wear like a hoodie now if you got on a coat because it's wintertime. But I'm saying in a perfect world, like anything from like 65 to like 70 degrees all year round, that's like the best weather ever to me. And I like the fall because I was born in the fall, but I remember when winter used to be like 3 or 4 months. Now winter is like 2 months and that's it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's like weather that you can jog in.
Yeah,
like you can go take a nice walk, get you some laps in, jog in, get your mental right, you know, get your thinking right. Shout out to Salih, he in the building today. And we gonna talk about how my Cowboys lost.
We gotta talk about this. I'm over football.
Hey, listen, the real fans know I'm a real Cowboy fan, so I don't mind sitting down with Salim. You know what I'm saying? Who your favorite team, Lowe's?
Oh man, my favorite team is straight Bill mode. It's the Commanders, though.
Oh, Commanders. Who your second favorite team?
The Texans.
Okay.
Because of CJ Stroud, I'm not even gonna sit right here and captain y'all.
So you a Cowboy fan, Jamie?
I don't do football.
Oh, I thought she was about to say she was a boys fan. I about to say I knew it was the reason why I liked you. I knew.
You don't like me. Okay,
stand
on that.
Oh,
and after the show,
stand on that. I'm just saying. Stand
on that.
I was gonna say, you know what I'm saying? I was gonna say, you know, JV a Cowboy fan out here. You know what I'm saying?
But
now
at one point I was, but after that, I just didn't keep football no more.
You like basketball?
Huh?
Like basketball?
I don't really care for, like, sports.
Okay.
I don't really care for sports.
That's not
that's
you interested in.
But I don't really care for
them. Okay. Because sports is a good way to relieve stress. Yeah, so I'm kind of happy that you brought that one up, Los. I was about to call you Zay. Goddamn. Yeah. Welcome to the T-Crew Podcast Show, man. Like I said, this is Los' first time being in the studio with us while we record. You never know what goes down. People come in and out of the studio. People do all types of stuff.
Jasmine Nerves.
Yeah. JV.
JV on absolutely.
Why you gotta put the whole name out there though? I'm trying to keep people discreet. That's why I said JV.
I'm good on your nerves. I know I'm good on your nerves.
A little bit.
What you
I do, 100%. When she take her phone off, do not disturb. But
well, I love you
then. But I mean, you know, so I ain't ready to go to commercial break yet. So what we gonna do is we gonna jump right into the next one. Oh, I gotta go to JV with this one, man. I have to, man. Have you been under any stress recently?
Have I, man? What? Yes.
Can you give the listeners, JV, any, like, some stress that you've been partaking in?
School
distressing you out?
Finals is stressing me out. Projects, like.
I have a question.
I feel like big projects stress me out.
Big project stress you out? So, since you've been in school, it is now January. What is the biggest project that you've done thus far?
The biggest project? Working on my homicide project.
Homicide project? Tell me a little bit more about that.
Okay, so my class, since I believe in September, we're working on homicide. We've been working through the whole school year,
okay, how's that going?
I mean, it's good, and now, but for my final project, we have to make a video, send a video to the commander, and record ourselves introducing the murder, what's going on, the victims, I forget what the word's called, but, you know, everybody that was even involved in it, fingerprints, hip samples, digital evidence, it's just lots of things.
I can feel like that would be time consuming. So what's the most stressful part about it?
Definitely trying to look into the fingerprints, look into the head, just looking actually in microscopes and stuff like that, how to show the differences of which is which, who fingerprints is who. So
you guys are actually dissecting and investigating the whole thing.
I mean, it's hands on, but it's mm-hmm. also computer based as well. A lot of information. But some of the projects could be like I said, the hair sample we did. Because we took our own hair and looked up under the microscope. And then we had took hair from that was on the scene. And then we looked at that. And was determining who hair it was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the stress part comes with how long it take to do it?
The stress part comes when I'm over it.
So when exactly do you be over it is the question.
From the very start.
So you basically don't even want to do the project no more.
I gotta do it, you know?
I mean, I get you guys, you know, you got.
Probably when you get more into the project, that's probably when it's more stressful because you don't know what's going on. You don't know who did this. It makes you overthink. Okay, this person did it, but you, this person says this, the big person says this, this monster says this. So it's just not this.
So, is it any stress with the people that you work with, amongst your peers or the group or something?
No.
Mm-mm.
So we
pick
our own groups
and
we do projects
like
this.
Oh, that's what's up. So the last component of the project is
we pick our own people.
Y'all got put together a video, right? Well, that's kind of right up your alley though, because you did say you wanted to do crime scene investigation. You wanted to have a career in that, so that gotta be a little bit fun. Is it more fun, less stress, or more stress, less fun?
I feel like it's both. It can be both.
Okay.
It depends on
who's going to be. Okay. Los, have you been under any stress recently?
Actually, I have.
You want to give the listeners a taste of what you've been going through?
Yeah. So, the thing that's stressing me out right now is I'm trying to get my brother, he has autism, I'm trying to get him some type of employment.
Okay.
But, you know, it's just people, they're being show, they see that he got disability and stuff like that, and they know, I feel like they're not trying to give him a chance.
That can appear to be stressful.
Yeah, it's more so stressful because it's like he really wants to work, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I mean, I don't really want him to work because it's like I take care of him, and it really don't bother me taking care of him because I've been doing it my whole life.
Right.
But it's like you just see like the determination
in him, right?
Yeah, yeah. And he just wants to just get it. He just wants to work. And then nobody giving them a chance. And it's just like, I've been in that situation before where it's like, you want to do something, but they don't give you a chance.
Yeah, or when they do decide to give you a chance, you've already came up with something else to do. And then it's almost like they want to give you a chance on their time.
Exactly.
But it's like, hey, I'm ready now. I don't got time to be sitting around trying to wait for you to give me an answer. You know? And one thing, and that's good, Los, because one thing I want to say to that, and I don't think that I've ever shared this on the show. Actually, I haven't shared this on the show, and I don't think I've shared it with you guys either, but I'm going to say that just because you said something about your brother. I have a condition called mild cerebral palsy, and what that is, it's a muscle condition, right? So what it does is it hinders movement in my body in certain areas.
Right.
So if I don't, like say I walk out the studio and I say to you, Loaf, all right, the plan is I'm gonna work out 5 days a week for an hour.
Right.
If I don't stick to that 5 days a week for an hour and I just keep going throughout my day, it's like my muscles gonna be like, so you know you're supposed to be in the gym, right? Like it'll let me know, like, when you don't do what you committed to do, it can get very, very painful in certain situations. Like, so I'm like, now my body is disciplined to do that. Like, I don't have a choice but to stretch.
Yeah.
I don't have a choice but to do core work. I don't have a choice but to do leg work. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a choice but to stay toned up. Like, that's almost like a requirement. But it's like to the point where I've done it for so long that it's like,
routine.
I don't even let it, you know what I'm saying? So if somebody come up to me and be like, oh, you ain't gonna be able to do that, Jazz, for an hour, Jazz, you're not gonna be able to do that. I'm like, man, you crazy? I've been doing this for a minute now, you know what I'm saying? So when you brought up that situation about, you know, your brother being so determined, and I think that's the most brilliant piece about, you know, working with people who have, you know, disabilities. Like, they smart and they strong as I don't know what too. Like, you know what I'm saying? And we so determined to get things done because the odds are against us, Los. People walking in already like, how she gonna do that? How he gonna do that? You know what I'm saying? So that little piece of information I wanted to share with y'all. I mean, I know that wasn't like typically on script to what we got, to what we talking about, but it's very important that, you know, we inform the audience to just, you know, do things that matter to you, whatever it is that you want to do. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do it. Make your own decision and stand on your own decision, and, you know, and allow people to know that your decision is valid. So we talking about balance and stress. Exercising for me is a way that I keep my stress levels down. I like the topic of this show, man, because I promise you, JV coming here every week stressed out about something. What be going on in your life, bro? Like,
the way my school is, they think we robots. Like, for real. They expect us to go to 6 maybe different classes and have what? Paragraphs to write, your assessments to do every 2 seconds. I'm like, give me a break.
Like, your brain needs time to just process. I feel you.
We're not robots, because y'all not robots. If
I
was not
shooting,
y'all wouldn't be doing
this.
Y'all
wouldn't
want
to do either.
So, why y'all giving it to us?
Yeah. But, you know, I still got to do what I got to do. Yeah, you going to do what you got to do. We got a little agreement going on about these grades. Was it grades or graduation?
Graduation.
It was. Which one was it? Yes, it was. Don't lie. Why you lying to the listeners, Jamie?
It wasn't grades.
Which one was it? It was grades or graduation. It was one of them. We had a conversation, and I said, all right, I'm with that. If when that happened, fool on me. I did tell you that. What was we talking about? It was either grades or graduation. I said whichever one it is, if you come with something that whatever food you wanted, it was gonna be on me.
It was a graduation. I don't graduate
school. I know that, but what was it then? Probably was the grades.
I don't know what it was.
Oh Lord. Oh Lord.
Let's look at the green right now.
We go see what I go through in the studio, y'all. You just, like I said, hey, welcome to the Tank Crew Podcast Show. You just never know, man. You never know what go down in here, man. It's the truth. I cannot make this up. I cannot make this up. I can't make it up. Hey, guess what? What? Welcome back to the Tea Crew Podcast Show. Yes, indeed, man. This is what we do. JV be hating when I push the little sound effect buttons, man. It's not ghetto. It's cool. It's creative, man. We gotta be creative on the show, man. We gotta be creative. And you better have looked in the group chat and saw the pictures I sent for the analytics of the show, man. So don't be playing. We got real people that tuned into the show. But right now, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. And I'm going to find the song I want to play because my phone went to the screensaver. See, this is what you get on the Tank Crew Podcast Show. We tell you exactly what we're doing. Hey, look. You want to host the next show?
Absolutely not.
See, that's what I'm saying. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? She timing up for me, but when I put her in the real seat, how you gonna act, Davey?
Your show gonna be a mess.
How you gonna act, Davey? Put you.
You're not even gonna be on the show.
I am gonna be on the show.
You're not.
Why not?
I had one, two, me, and Pari Tosh, and that's it.
I can't be on. So you gonna host, and you telling me I can't be on the show?
Yeah.
Watch me grab one of these microphones. Who she thinks she playing with? I will unplug everything in here. But we go see y'all in a minute. All right, peace. What? I like what we doing, Jamie. What you say, Jamie? This drink go. I forgot the hook though. I promise you, I forgot the hook. I got it. That's how that drink goes. We got it. What? Thank y'all for tuning in to the Tea Crew Podcast Show. Yes, indeed. I'm having fun, man. I got my good man Valdez being the security for the show, you know what I'm saying? Making sure ain't nobody walking in the studio on us. You know what I'm saying? Valdez doing his job, you feel me? Got my special guest in here, Los. Getting on JV Nurse. Yep. Hey, JV, I like what we doing, JV. I like what we doing, JV. What you say? Let go. I got it. You got it. Say what? We got to come back. We coming back right about Now, what do you do? What do you do? Thank y'all for tuning into the Teen Pool Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, Jazz from the CR Division. I know I'm in here getting on JV nerves, but guess what? I don't care. Yeah, because she tried to come in here and give me all the smoke, man. I'm ready for JV
okay,
today.
I'm ready for the smoke. Continue to be ready for the smoke.
Repeat that. Repeat that, Jamie.
Continue. I'm going to continue with it.
Let me
get over it.
All right. So, since you're going to continue, can you answer this next question for me? How does stress affect your body?
My body? Headaches.
Not saying that you're stressed right now, even though you're not feeling good. And she said I made her be on the show today.
Anyway,
she say that every show. Stop lying to these people, man.
My body being so exhausted afterwards, like, I don't know, I feel like so much stress, but there's so much tension in your body, and then once, like, it's too much, it just makes you exhausted mentally and physically, and in my head, it ruined 1,000, and I just,
So what you be doing, going to sleep?
Yeah, sleep. That's it, sleep.
Lois, how does stress affect your body?
Stress affects my body. Just making me like feel like just not doing,
you kind of feel fatigued
and making me like want to quit, you know.
That's good. I like that, Los. I like the fact that you said making you want to quit. Like, you know, some stress affects your body in a way that whatever it is that you're doing, you may want to not do. And that's real. That's real life. We're not saying that we want anybody to quit the things that they do. But sometimes stress, you know, could have you in a space mentally where you just don't feel like doing stuff. That's real. And also to that though, stress. I could say that the more people stress about stuff, it can definitely be harmful to the body because stress can kill you. Like, it don't have to be, like, you don't have to smoke or you don't have to drink or you don't have to, like, eat things that you're not supposed to. And if this sounds like, you know, we going too far, if I said anything about smoking or drinking, guess what? Welcome back to the Teen Crew Podcast Show, because that's what we do. We talk about everything that people think we ain't going to talk about. So I think that's one way that stress can really affect your body, is that because it can kill you. Because I heard some people say, Jay, that your first gray hair comes from stress. I don't know how true that is, because I got some gray hairs, but I think I got my grandma. My gray hairs come from I don't know, man. Like, my sister, who's also my stylist, who does my locks, she did my hair one time, and she was like, "Hey, sis, hold up, time out, right? Like, are you stressed about something? What's going on?" I'm like, "What you talking about?" She's like, "Cause you got a few little gray strands growing." I'm like, "Nah, I'm just living." But then my mom was like, you know, gray hair is wisdom. So I guess I'm still, you know, learning more and more about life and the decisions that, you know, I choose to make. Because one thing that I've learned is that we all gonna live with the decisions that we make. Can't nobody, no one else could live your decision making. Like, you gotta be able to live with your own decisions, you know, whether it's good or bad, extravagant or treacherous. You feel me? Like, you gotta be able to kind of stand on the decisions that you make. You know, that's real life. So, yeah, I think stress can really, like, really kill you if you just keep going and, you know, not really recognizing where you are in life and allowing different things to overtake you, man. You gonna meet your maker real quick. So all I'm saying is, make sure you, I ain't telling you what to believe in, but believe in something. Because if you out here stressing like that, you know what I'm saying? You might not think you going to see your maker soon, but it could happen. You feel me? At least if you believe in something and you get up there, at least you don't got to worry about nothing because everything in heaven is free. So you feel me? You chilling. You up there cooling, going to all the parties. Go ahead, Lil.
I ain't going to lie. Like, the thing with stress, I feel like it can really kill you because I was messing with a girl and I stopped talking to her. Even though I cut her off, I still was feeling like very stressed. Like my heart was hurting.
That must have been. That's not like a committed relationship, love.
And I broke up with her. So, I mean, it was just like, you know, the memories and stuff like that.
Right.
And
the connection.
Started making my chest hurt. So I was like I was one of them people who was like, oh, man, stress probably can't kill me, but it'll mess me up. But I don't think nothing will kill me. Man, when I say my heart was hurting for like 2 months, bro, I thought I about to die, bro.
You was thinking about that thing for a minute then.
You still can have a heartbreak
with
breaking up with somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't even more so broke because it was like, even if, like, it was like, you was to talk again or something, I wouldn't talk to her again. It's just like the memories were just more so like messing me up. It felt like she died or something. And then, like, when I feel like you died, I feel that little grieving process.
It'd be
putting
like,
I'm gone. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to talk to you no more. Like, it could, like, we left on the type of verge where it was like, we could be cool, but.
I don't know what she did to you. Like, what's going on?
She not cool to me, bro. I stand on what I stand on. I broke up with you for a solid reason. That's what it is. So then I'm not talking to you no more or nothing, but I ain't gonna lie, my heart was hurting so bad. It made me just wanna, just like, I just go back to this relationship just cause. But I know, like, because I'm a Taurus. It's like, I stand on what I do. Like, I'm stubborn, I'm in my way. When I say I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it. If I did it, I already did it. I'm going to live with my decision making, like as Jazz said.
But even
with
the go back there,
10 times
versus the first time.
Yeah, no.
I'm telling you, that's
really
some
real
stuff.
All I know is I don't look through phones. That phone,
you
yeah.
Have it. I'm going to lock the phone for you.
Yeah, the phone, bruh. That's the whole thing. The phone, real life was just like, she ain't put the thing on. You know how, like, when you share your messages, you gotta unlock for you to see your messages. The messages wasn't even on there. It was just straight up like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm like, nah, ain't no way. And you just in my house laying with me talking about all this and all that. I'm like, check your phone right quick. You telling me you want to spend the night? You better check your phone. And it just turned all, you know, and stuff like that. And then eventually she ended up telling the truth, but I'm a person, bro. You can tell me the truth off the rep, bro. You tell me the truth off the rep. You want to do it? Yeah, tell me what it is. So then, you know what I'm saying? The problem was that it's just like, she want to do her, but she don't want me to do me.
It be like that, though.
Yeah.
It be manipulated. That's
can't do that, though.
That's not stupid.
You cannot. Yeah, exactly. You cannot do that. You can't.
Stuff like that.
That's what I'm saying. Whatever you dish out, you got to get back. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like an eye for an eye. Like, you would need to treat people how you want to be treated. Want to do what you want to do. Like, we young at the end of the day.
I'm treat you bad.
Yeah.
You good, what you bad. Right. You do right, I do right. You do wrong, I do wrong.
Yeah.
It's just
a,
my
shit
energy.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't even got nothing to say to that. I just let y'all go for it right there. I ain't got no comment, no feedback, or nothing, though. Like, but it be like that. I've also been in a situation like that where, you know, I wasn't stressed out during the breakup, but it was like I thought about it every day. Because it's like, man, somebody had to do something. Somebody felt a certain way and didn't know how to come to me and say, well, this is how I feel. Or if it was on another person, it's like, hey, you had one job. You can't even get, it's no way we gonna get back. We gonna get to like the real stuff or the bigger stuff.
Right.
If you can't even get the simple stuff right.
You
like you messing up on the simple stuff. It ain't you know what I'm saying? You can't even get the probationary period together.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. Once again, thank y'all for tuning into the Teen Cool Podcast Show. Everything they were saying, please listen to them. Look, I'm gonna say it like this. Like, for me, I have to I have to be around you at least 4 or 5 times. Maybe, maybe even 6 before I even decide if I want to date you for real. I need to be around you to see.
We was working together, so it was just like, I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I feel you. The work vibes.
We was working together, so.
All right, so this has been a nice little chill show. We kind of been going back and forth with each other. I see the energy that Jamie was bringing on the show today. But since we coming to the end of the show, what I would like to do is I would like for y'all to give my audience, please, some takeaways about balancing stress. What do you think, what do you think the audience should know about balancing stress? Jamie, what you got?
Please
protect your mental. Like, protect mental, guys.
Protect your dome.
Take care of your body. Like, take care of your body, please. Because if you don't, I promise you it's going to hurt you in the long run. I promise you it is. Every single time, no matter how many times you think it's not, it's going to hurt you in the long run.
Take care of your body. Please. I like that, Jay.
Take care of
your body. You sound smart. I like it.
Health is wealth.
And take care of your body. Just stay a bit. Don't overwhelm yourself either. Like, I know I'm overwhelmed, but like, I'm trying to better myself. Stop being so overwhelmed and worried about stuff.
Stop having 25 things on your plate at one time.
You gotta live for the moment.
Listen to your body as well. Listen to your body.
I like that.
Listen to your body.
I like that.
I love that.
Listen to your body. I like that, Jamie. Jamie's sounding real smart on the show today.
Very. I ain't saying
no. Anyways. No, I like that, Jamie, for real. I like that. Listen to your body and what? Protect your mental, and you said something else though.
What was I say? I said something about, I don't remember what
to
say. It's just protect your body, protect your mental, take care of your body.
Yeah, that's what you said. Yeah.
Sure.
What you gotta say?
I mean, one important thing that I gotta say, because that my father always told me, is like, life goes on. It's like when you stressing and stuff like that, like say if you like lost somebody or something like that, when you wake up, like, you still gotta go to work, you still gotta go to school, you still gotta do these things. Or the bills ain't gonna wait for you, your school ain't gonna wait for you, you still gotta continue to live life. So it's just like every moment turns to a memory eventually. So you just gotta live through the moments and then just let it be memories. It's gonna have some good, some bad memories. And then the bad memories, the good memories gonna outweigh it because you've been going through so much stuff. And then when you start finally getting it right and getting yourself together, you're gonna feel so more like you just worked so hard. So now you going to cherish the moment that when you get your time, because everybody get a turn. It depends on what you do with your turn. Some people get more turns than others, but some people can only have one turn and do what they do with it. Some people mess up, you know what I'm saying? Everybody gonna make mistakes. Some people just make mistakes and never get back, you know what I'm saying? But some people make mistakes and also, you know, prevail from it, learn from it, things like that.
I like the dialogue between y'all two right now. I haven't said nothing the entire time they've been conversing with each other, and that's kind of how I like it, because I like to see the thoughts of, you know, of the crew, special guest Lewis, without me having to always interject. So I like that. And one thing that I thought about this morning is that, like, When I go through the stuff that I go through, you know, arguments or whatever like that, you got to be able to control what you can control. Like, don't worry about what everybody else got going on. You got to be able to control what you can control, because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I always say it like this. You came in this world by yourself and you leaving by yourself.
I got a quote actually pertaining to that. Like, I think I saw it on like Criminal Minds or something. It was like, you live by yourself, you was born by yourself, and you're gonna die by yourself, but your loved ones and the people around you create the illusion that you're not alone. And that really stuck with me.
That's true, because I feel like, to an extent, that's true, because I feel like once you leave Earth, you are now in the spiritual part of yourself. So it's like, and I think what I thought about earlier is that, like, you are now being returned back to the one who created you.
Yeah.
And you were created from a spirit. Before you had your features and your arms and your hands and all that kind of stuff, God was like, hey, we gonna make her, she gonna be Dawson. You know what I'm saying? And boom, you was birthed into the earth as dark skin. But when it's all said and done, man, we gotta treat people how we wanna be treated. We gotta respect each other. We gotta love each other. We gotta minimize the stress. Cause sometimes people be thinking that they not stressed when they be stressed for real. They just don't know how to communicate that they stressed, or they don't know what to do to channel their stress or to relieve their stress, or even like we talking about now, just balancing it. Cause it's not to say that it ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
You might be stressed out here and there, you know what I'm saying? But it's a balance. Like, you gotta know how to be like, all right, today ain't the day, but I'm gonna go work out. Yeah. I'm gonna go take me like a little 3 to 5 mile jog or something. Huh? My bad. You was talking too fast. My bad. So
you
just. Yeah, I take walks. Yeah, man.
Release stress as well, so that you can go back to it.
Yeah, and then you feel relaxed and you feel rejuvenated, and your mind be, you know, ease. You know what I'm saying? And I said this last week on the show when I had Zay here. I said you gotta know. Sometimes you gotta unplug, reset. I mean, unplug, regroup, and execute. You know what I'm saying? Like, you sometimes you just got, you hit the reset button, you know, regroup, collect your thoughts and stuff like that. That helps, because then some hours later, as you go through the day, you'll be like, I was really mad about that 7 hours ago.
Man, I'm
like really? God. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's people in this world that got real problems, that be going through way worse stuff than what be going on in our little mind. Like, hey.
Like a Tesla star. Y'all be stressed over what, life?
Yeah, like, it's 30 degrees outside with snow on the ground and you ain't got nowhere to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think about that, and I also be thinking about, like, well, look, I know my homeboy, they got kids. They done just got to feed themselves. They got to feed other people.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's why I be like, man, I ain't going through a lot right now. I got a roof over my head, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
man,
right.
I'm
you
working.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, people outside can't take care of themselves either.
Yeah.
They don't got everything I got. That's why people tell me to be grateful for things I got. Now.
Yeah, it's real. That's real life, man. People be having stuff to go. People go through so much that, like I said, you know, before, like, if we could take a second to just be others driven. And take the attention off of ourselves and just put it on somebody just for a second. You never know what a smile could do for a person. You never know if I go in my pocket and get somebody $20, what that'll do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I remember one day I was walking home from school and my just ice outside. You know, it was yesterday actually. I was walking home from school while I was walking home with my brother. And there was this man on the ice. He had a cane and he walking slow. And I was right there. I felt bad because he was not me of my grandparents.
Yeah.
So I'm right there, I'm like, you okay, you need help? He told me, he said, yeah, can you help me? I'm like, so me and my mom really helped him off the ice. Because I felt bad, because I didn't want him to fall. And
yeah,
it,
right,
it was,
right.
It
I failed.
So much
so
ice
know,
right there. And
yeah,
he had a cane, he was really walking, like, slow already. And then he was off the ice. So I was like, yeah, I didn't want him to fall. I just felt bad, because, like, people, like, that little type of justice can really help somebody.
Yeah, man. Somebody was there to help me walk off ice so I wouldn't fall. And like with that, like when you get older and you fall, like your bones and stuff really be hurting versus like when you like 18, 19 years old.
I'm 23 and I'm feeling,
you know,
a little bit of something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I ain't probably like up in the age, but I'm feeling a little bit of something.
Yeah, so that goes back to JV's point with, you know, just take care of your body, be cautious, be careful. And like I said, control what you can control. And if somebody else gives you the ability to, you know, to control something, they like, hey, okay, you responsible for this. Okay, cool. Be responsible for whatever you could be responsible for. But don't be trying to control everything, because everything ain't for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So I thank y'all for tuning into the Teen Crew Podcast Show. Once again, I'm back in the studio, man. and I'm just having fun. I'm gonna play another record, but I'm not gonna come back after I play the record. You know what I'm saying? Because we just been vibing on the show. Once again, this show was about balance and stress. You feel me? It is your favorite host, Jazz from the CR Division. This show is brought to you by the Youth Development Team. Thank y'all for tuning into the Team Crew Podcast Show. And we gonna see y'all at the next one. All right? Peace. Thank you.